Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Oh, everybody, remember this?
Would you, as president, meet with the leaders of a country like North Korea? Obama extraordinarily said I'd meet with him.
Senator Obama made his intentions crystal clear on the campaign trail.
I will meet not just with our friends, but with our enemies.
President Obama likes talking to dictators.
He would meet with some of these madmen without any preconditions.
You know, I'm going to reach out to these crazy people around the world and try to get things done.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
Obama is bowing and scraping before dictators. What is Team Obama doing establishing formal contacts with these people?
A remarkable turnaround in relations between two historic adversaries.
The commander-in-chief's leadership is now leading to a major foreign policy breakthrough.
Another stunning Donald Trump breakthrough.
President Trump scoring a big win.
It's time to celebrate a great victory when it happens.
President Trump proves the experts wrong again and scores a stunning diplomatic triumph.
How about this? The fact that all he wants is to get them back to the table as a precondition.
Sure.
Not, I'll give up. If you give up your nuclear weapons, then we'll talk.
Why would the administration think that this is a group they could do business with?
You know, I have no idea.
Those who hate us will always hate us. And the hatred for America is never going to go away.
It is a definite win for the president.
And it's a huge win for this country.
It's breathtaking. It's audacious. It's bold. It will be historic. I'm juiced about it.
It will be magnificent for the people of Korea.
It'll be magnificent for the world.
Obama would personally negotiate with leaders of terrorist nations like Iran and North Korea without preconditions.
Wow.
The world will probably be a little bit safer. The media should be giving President Trump credit for that.
I'm not sure there's any real discussing issues with Kim Jong-un.
He may be the one president who would actually do this, who would go meet with North Korean leaders.
Look, it's a bad idea for the president to speak to Kim Jong-un.
Why wait till the end of May? Let's do this by the end of March.
The current president truly believes that he's the chosen one, cannot deal with criticism.
We are really in danger of living in a sort of pretty little dream world where Barack Obama thinks the power of his personality is going to have this incredible transformative impact.
Okay,
and he's crazy.
Okay, let me interrupt. President Trump made the decision himself to meet face to face with Kim Jong-un.
This guy has a very unique quality of leadership.
He is so charming. He can deal with people. He can get along with people. I think that this will only work out well.
To the idea, which has been fanciful from the start, that we could talk North Korea out of its nuclear weapons program.
You cannot make such a promise, not when you're dealing with these madmen who do want to destroy America.
Is he going to stop on his way in Oslo to get the Nobel Peace Prize?
If it works, he should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
It would be something.
You give that man the Nobel Prize, there's no question.
But let's be, I mean, the chances of that are right around zero, I think.
He's a jackass.
I know, sir, I know. It makes you want to cry, but I don't want to be like Dennis Rodman. It does. It makes you want to weep. I weep for this country. I weep for the hypocrisy. I weep for the lying. I weep for the propaganda machine that is Fox News. When Obama was saying he would meet with dictators, you know, we would meet with our enemies. But of course, you know, Bill Clinton sent Madeleine Albright and Richardson. Bill Richardson briefly spoke to Kim Jong-il. You know, and Enon, but I honest to God, man, the criticism that they level at anybody that isn't Donald Trump for doing the same thing that Donald Trump did, except without the preconditions of inspections first. Yeah, inspections first and all that is just, it's staggering. It makes you want to cry for this country because you have 30% of it that believes this propaganda. And I just want to weep, but I don't want to. If I started looking like that Dennis Rodman, I'd suddenly want to, you know, ram pieces of cold steel through my nasal cavity and lips. Oh, I just, you know, it's not for me. But honestly, this is such a bogus thing. It's so crazy. You know, I guess Donald Trump taught Kim Jong-un and every tin pot dictator around the world a lesson. Go nuclear and he'll talk to you. Because this is what he's encouraging in Iran, too. You know, he pulled out of the Iran deal, which was, you know, working, and the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN inspection teams, they were all saying they're in compliance, they're in compliance, they're in compliance, they're in compliance. And, oh, I'm out. You know, so here you have, obviously, Donald Trump with this big, you know, media blitz last night. I'm a little tired. I stayed up all freaking night watching this swell. I mean, it was like I watched the clock tick till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, damn, what am I doing? What do I think is going to happen here? What do I think is going to happen here? And of course, you know, what happened here was Trump started saying he's denuking. He's denuking right now. Right now he's denuking. I mean, so Trump thinks he came out a winner. And of course, the United States came out a loser, because that's always what happens when Trump comes out a winner. This is why his children are serving in the White House and making $82 million this year and getting foreign money from places like Bangladesh and Indonesia and China. They're violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. And, you know, the president has what I would say is the lowest summit I've ever seen in history. You know, summits are supposed to be peaks. They're supposed to be high. This is a lot. I mean, and Lindsey Graham is over, covering Trump's flank in the Senate by saying things that, any agreement that Trump, signs needs to be approved by Congress. And you know what? I would like to get an authorization to use force in North Korea if they violate any agreement. And Rand Paul was on the TV going, Lindsey Graham is a danger to the, you know, security of the United States. I don't know that that's true, but Lindsey Graham has always wanted to go to war with North Korea, just like John Bolton wants to go to war with North Korea, just like every neocon wants to go to war with Iran and North Korea. And they always did. And so does Donald Trump. Don't be fooled. You know, this is...
I'm going to bomb the shit out of him.
You know, I mean, he wants to do that. So the sick thing is that it looks like Trump really does have a man-child crush on Kim Jong-un. But I doubt that, you know, even if you troll the internet really, really hard, you'll find any shirtless pictures of, that little dumpling. I just don't think, you know, nothing quite as homoerotic as Putin on a horse or wrestling a bear. You know, we know that. But he does have man crushes on, Putin and now Kim Jong-un. Anybody else in this world want to be? I guess Duterte wants to become part of that homoerotic idol club that Trump has. I don't know. But, I mean, the president gushed over this little man. He just gushed over him. And you know why? Because the president went there out of weakness. The president has heard the talk of Nobel, and the president, but it's going to cost us a freaking fortune. There is a cost to all this. And I just don't see the GOP. I don't see the Freedom Caucus. I don't see the Rand Paul Libertarian Wing. I don't see them spending big money on giving North Korea light water reactors and building up North Korea, nation building in North Korea. Yeah, I don't see Kim Jong-un allowing the International Atomic Energy Agency in. I don't see any of it. You know, I just don't. I don't see Kim Jong-un welcoming telecommunications services to all his people. I don't see, you know, Kim Jong-un opening up his bank. I don't think he has a banking system. I think he's got a banking system for himself and his family. Kim Jong-un is a brutal freaking dictator. And the only reason why Kim Jong-un is able to be Kim Jong-un is because the people of North Korea are part of a very bizarre cult. It is a cult that believes that the Kim family was delivered at a mountaintop to humanity, seriously, was delivered at a mountaintop site to humanity to be their God. Literally, their God, their God, their God incarnate, their living God, and that all the Kims are, picked, handpicked by God to be their God. And how he controls this is by locking people up. He's got, we have some satellite imagery that shows the Kwai Hwa So number 3 concentration camp. It's a re-education camp for people who are accused of political or economic crimes. He has 4 other main concentration camps and labor colonies. I mean, he literally tortures people. He rapes people. He disappears people. Here's what the United Nations found. And I'm not saying don't talk to him. I'm just saying when you have a country that's run this way, do you have any earthly idea what it would cost? What it would cost to get Kim Jong-un to stop doing this, to maintain complete and utter control over these 25 million people. Do you have any idea what the price tag would be? I just don't think America will do. I just don't think the GOP would do it, because I know Bill Clinton got the closest, and we had the agreed framework, and it did work until around 1996. And then, you know, we reneged on all the pledges that we made to them to build these light water reactors, to build these megawatt plants, you know, to give them electricity and to give them energy and to have a consortium of companies go in there and build them up and open them up to inspections and all this stuff. The GOP just said, no, not doing it. Not doing it. And, you know, they wouldn't fund it. Like they won't fund veterans, like they won't fund healthcare, like they won't fund anything. They won't fund our infrastructure. Can you imagine? How is the GOP going to sell to rural America, who doesn't have broadband, the fact that we're going to build North Korea? I mean, it just, it's not possible. So, you know, but here's what the UN High Commission found. Okay, this is the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in North Korea. Okay. They found, here's the report, extermination, and I don't mean bugs, I mean people, humans, extermination, murder, enslavement, torture, imprisonment, rape, forced abortions, other sexual violence, persecution on political, religious, racial, gender grounds, the forcible transfer of populations, the enforced disappearance of persons, and the inhumane act of knowingly causing prolonged starvation. They run a political prison camp system. There are as many as 130,000 people being held in four large camps that we know about for political crimes, as minor as criticizing the Kim dynasty. Prisoners there are forced to do hard labor. They suffer in abysmal conditions. You know, it's freezing cold there in the winter, and it's hot in the summer, right? Hundreds of thousands of political prisoners have died in these camps. Separately, there is another system of re-education camps. Similar conditions prevail there, but unlike the political camps, there is a possibility of release. North Korea has a practice of abducting foreign nationals, including South Koreans, Japanese, non-Koreans. The vast majority of those are abducted and remain disappeared. The shock and pain caused by such actions is indescribable, the report stated. There is no media. They didn't carry this thing live on their TV last night. Oh, no. They're editing it today, and they will play it for their people when they're good and ready. And they're going to turn this meeting into a complete and utter propaganda piece to show that Kim has prevailed over the United States. You know, it's so interesting because we attacked Canada. We attacked Canada because Justin Trudeau said we are polite, but we will not be rolled over. You know, we will not roll over. We are polite and thoughtful people. But, you know, if the president wants to invoke national security reasons to put tariffs on our industries, then we will retaliate beginning July 1st. And the president sent his henchman, Larry Kudlow, you know, he was the one that was on TV saying, Trudeau, he backstabbed us. He backstabbed us. But really, it was about Trump looking strong in North Korea. Trump looked desperate last night. I don't know if you picked up on that, but he did. He looked desperate. His fawning over this brutal dictator, this fawning over this man who kills his own relatives, killed his own brother. Do you remember his half-brother was in, I think it was in Singapore, right? Right down the street from where they were yesterday. And his half-brother was in the airport, and some woman with a LOL t-shirt put VX gas in his face and killed him right there in the freaking airport. He killed his uncles. He killed 138 people that, you know, when his father died and he became the dear leader. He killed everybody that he thought might not be so pro him, anybody who he just, and this is how he maintains control with murder and rape and torture and disappearance. And the South Koreans are just flipping out right now. And so are the Japanese. Just want you to know, because we protect the Japanese from never having a nuclear weapon. This is a deal we have with Japan. After, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we went there and we said, okay, we'll help you rebuild. Here's the promise you have to make to us. You will never have a nuclear weapon. You will never seek a nuclear weapon. You will never develop a nuclear. You will not enrich uranium. And they agreed. They agreed never to go nuclear. But they did say that because nuclear weapons are close to them in Russia, and they knew Russia had them, and we had, well, actually, at the time of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, we were the only ones that had them. But subsequently, when other world powers decided to have nuclear weapons, especially over in Asia, India, Pakistan, Japan came to us and said, could you protect us, or we're going to have to build a nuclear weapon? And we said, yes, we will protect you. We will protect you. It's worth it for us not to have nuclear weapons in Asia. It's worth it. Trump doesn't want to protect Japan. Trump hates Japan. He has always hated Japan. Just look him up. Look up Trump and Japanese, and the Japanese 1980s, 90s. Remember when Japan was rising? Oh, he hated Japan. And he still hates Japan. Hates them. And he doesn't want to protect Japan. He doesn't want to protect South Korea under our nuclear umbrella. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to go back to the 1920s. He wants to go back to the 1930s. He wants to go back to a world where the United States is completely isolated, and the United States doesn't get involved in fascism or Nazism or any human rights violations, that we're not the leader of the free world, that we surrender our position as the shining city on the hill, that we don't take in any immigrants or refugees. And this, you know, back in the 1920s, we did that. We limited immigration to 3% of the population, you know, and we also rescinded minimum wage for women. We also had child labor. You know, we also didn't have 40-hour work weeks. We also had people, you know, getting paid in company chit, where they could only shop in the company store. You know, this was the 1920s, and of course, the stock market went crazy. It got so overheated and so overexuberant that it crashed in 1929. But this is what Trump, this is Trump's Rosetta Stone. He thinks he's figured out what's best for us. And he thinks what's best for us in the most interconnected world we've ever seen in our lives is to isolate ourselves and to pull out of the world. And so Japan is livid. They are freaking out. And South Korea, he said absolutely nothing. And President Moon Jae-in, who negotiated the same deal that they signed last night, which isn't a deal at all, it's four sentences, with no verification, no inspection, nothing. It's just, you know, nothing. But Moon Jae-in, he's the one that negotiated at least this. And he is so freaking furious because Trump said nothing about the South Korean abductees, the South Korean prisoners, the South Koreans who have been disappeared and tortured in North Korea, nor did the president mention any of the human rights abuses against Japanese. You see, it's going to cost you. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.